Let's try to catch a cheater live on your radio. We call it the staycation setup. It's the morning mess, Joey boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Listen, we have Mandy on the line. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
So let's try to get down to the bottom of this. Per the email, it says you think that your man could be cheating with your daughter's tutor.
Yeah. So my daughter's dad and I have been off and on pretty much since she was born, which was like 12 years ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he has cheated on me in the past. I'm not going to lie, but we keep working it out for the sake of our family. We've been good for the past 3 years. And, you know, I thought we were stable until my daughter went on summer break. Her teacher told us that she's a little behind on math and suggested we get a tutor for her to help prepare for her next grade. So I hired a tutor. Her name is Alicia. And to be transparent, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. She is younger than me and she is very pretty. But I didn't think she was a threat considering, you know, that's my daughter's tutor. She comes over our house twice a week. Josiah, who is my daughter's dad, he supervises the tutoring session.
We've been doing these for quite a while now. There's just a theme. Like, ladies, you're hiring nannies, tutors, assistants. Should they be uglier? I'm going to just call it out there. This is, seems to be a theme, and it shouldn't be. If you are a nanny and you happen to be beautiful, it shouldn't deter you from getting a job. But right. Sienna.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of women try to lean towards the nanny or the tutor in this case to not be young and pretty. Let's just be real.
Okay.
Uglier is the word you were looking for.
You just don't want to be too harsh.
I didn't want to be harsh as well. Okay, so you trusted in this girl. Obviously, she's there to teach your daughter. Okay. Now, at what point do you become suspicious that maybe your man is messing with the tutor?
When my daughter started telling me certain things.
Oh, the little snitch.
No, little not snitch. A little snitch.
What'd she say?
You're darn right she is. She's helping me out. She's telling me that Alicia stays longer than necessary, and then she'll leave when it's closer to the time where I'm supposed to come home. And then my daughter tells me that they go off in another room and tell her they're going to talk about her tutoring progress. Why do you need to go in another room? And I brought this up to Josiah, and he said, that's not what's going on. But honestly, my daughter is not a liar, and I don't think she would make this up. She's picking up on stuff. And to do this in front of her, to me, is disgusting.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
I don't know if that's enough. Right. No, listen, if your intuition is going off, I trust your intuition more than the next person. What you're saying is it could go either way. Because if my daughter, let's just say she's just failing and she's not doing well, and they're like, can I talk to you in the other room about her progress? I would understand because you don't want to embarrass your daughter not doing well. So I can understand. But if it's just giving you bad vibes, I'll trust your intuition. I think we have a case here.
Yeah. And he's cheated before.
True.
Not to bring it up again.
When you said before, like numerous times or one time that you caught him and he said he'll never do it again?
It was with a coworker. They've dealt with each other for like a year.
Oh, wow.
And then he started working remote.
Yeah, and anytime I do these staycations, there's different tiers of cheating. Like with the coworker, that happens so much. Mm-hmm. But if you are literally in the next room trying to get with somebody or getting with somebody while your daughter is in the next room.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Oh, my goodness. Well, your daughter's how old again?
She's 12.
Oh, yeah. See, that's old enough to be known.
Yeah, she's old enough to, like, pick up on those things.
Oh, man. All right, I take back my snitch thing. She should be snitching on dad.
She's okay. An investigator.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to call the hubs. Well, Sienna is.
Yeah, so I'm going to call up your man. I'm going to offer him this free romantic stay, and then I'm going to ask him who he would like to put on the reservation, and then we'll go from there if he puts down Alicia the tutor or your name. So we'll find out for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Josiah?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Josiah, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, I'm good. No, thanks.
Well, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you and your guests in our brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package for completely free for the entire weekend.
Yeah, look, I really got it like that right now, so I'm not going to be giving no card information or whatever. Take me off your list.
Well, it is completely free, Josiah. All we ask in return for the stay is a review of your experience. So that would really help us get our name out there and get more clients through our door. But that's pretty much all the process is. It's really simple.
Whatever, sure.
All right. Well, congratulations, Josiah. I'm very excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address the sweet or saucy note to that guest you're bringing with you. So I know I'm kind of putting you on spot, so I'll give you a second to think on what you wanted to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, all right?
We're going to do a saucy one.
Okay.
And let's put want to shower together.
Okay, very simple. I have that written down for you. And just one more question for you, Josiah. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Alicia.
How the f*** could you cheat on me again? And this time with our daughter suitor?
Josiah, really quick, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Mandy's been on the phone with us listening to this whole conversation. Yes.
How could you do this to our family, Josiah? How many times are you going to f*** up? You've cheated before, and I was able to forgive you for that for the sake of our daughter. But you just keep lying and doing it again.
You thought that the best way to handle this was to put me on the radio? What if people we know end up hearing this?
Well, I guess they're going to have to hear what a real piece of shit you actually are. I'm done covering up your shitty behavior and acting like everything is fine. When you f*** me over every time, I can't keep doing this.
I know this is bad, okay, but I swear that we can work this out. We've been through way worse together, and I can make this right. I don't know what the f*** I was thinking. I was being selfish. I got caught up. Don't do this.
Are you telling me don't do this when you're the one who keeps causing this?
Yeah.
When is enough going to be enough? You can't keep putting me through this, Josiah. Because let's be honest, every time we've broken up, it's been your fault. And we can't keep putting our daughter through this. What kind of example are we setting for her? It's making things worse by staying together.
And here's the thing, Josiah. It's your daughter who was also feeling that you were being inappropriate. You know how damaging it is, as well as, you know, what a low life I feel that you are, me being a dad, if my daughter was in the next room and I'm cheating on her mother. Do you know how low that is as a father?
He hung up.
Yep.
He hung up. What a coward. Do you see what I'm saying? He can't even face what he did. There's no way we're working this out.
He didn't like to be called out as a bad dad. That's what
yes.
it was. It's
yeah,
his
I
ego.
Agree.
I think he's okay being a piece of crap like dad, or he's okay being a piece of crap boyfriend, but question me him as a dad, which anyone would.
Yes.
You're cheating on her mom next room.
No, I appreciate you for holding him accountable. No man has probably ever done that.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
You're right. Yeah.
yeah.
Usually Geminis.
It's different when it's coming from somebody that you don't know, someone like Joey, who he probably felt a certain way, and I'm not surprised he hung up.
Yeah, and we do have counseling services for free that I could give you information to, since, you know, this is involving your daughter and everything. However that can help you guys.
Yeah, I probably need some counseling by myself for a little bit and then figure out how we're going to do, because this is trauma. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Hold on the line, okay? There's one thing of being a cheater and then being a cheater and a bad dad. Are you kidding me? Cheating on the next room while your child, she's 12.
I know. And I could feel it in your soul. Daddy Bear came out right
there. Oh,
away.
God. Makes me sick. I hope he has a really, really bad day. Wish something on him, JD.
Oh, okay. I hope that he gets the new disease that's coming around where his butt falls off.
The explosive diarrhea.
Yeah. I hope he eats lettuce. He thinks he's eating healthy.
Go through the Taco Bell drive-thru for lunch.
I hope that they find the cure and then the last drop is the person before him in line.
Yeah.